The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play with our listeners as often as we can. On Friday afternoons at the end of a broadcast week, we look back over the broadcast week and we think of what we've heard, what our guests have said. Our guests are really the backbone of Issues Etc. in terms of its content, and often what we hear them say, we want to hear it again. It's remarkable. So we make a note and we gather it together and we bring it together in four sound bites for you to listen to and then for you to vote on and decide which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those in real time right here in the studio. Please include your city and state. We want to know who you are, which soundbite you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. You can also send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker, and a notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, here's soundbite number one. It comes from Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund, talking about the Little Sisters of the Poor's objection to the HHS mandate.
The Little Sisters say clearly, we are religious enough to deserve the full exemption that you have given to the Catholic bishops and the Baptist Church down the street. We are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ, and we deserve to be treated that way, and respect our religious exercise of offering conscience-compliant health care benefits deserve to be respected in law. Little Sisters also turn to the right and the left, and they point out that under Title X, the government is already spending $500 million a year to provide contraceptives at free or low cost to American women through Planned Parenthood clinics. Why does the government need the Little Sisters to do Planned Parenthood's work for them?
That's soundbite number one, Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund, that the Little Sisters of the Poor's objection to the HHS mandate. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Our Twitter address at @IssuesETC. Our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Ben Mays. We were recently talking with him about Lutheran biblical interpretation. And he had a critique for all different kinds of biblical interpretation, beginning with what he calls kitchen table Bible interpretation.
A lot of times the way that people read the Bible is they open up the Bible and they're sitting at their kitchen table doing devotions or what have you, and whatever they read, they say, this applies to me. This applies to me right here sitting at the kitchen table. And they're not thinking about the context of the original author, the original hearers. They're not thinking about the doctrine of vocation as to whether this is talking about the vocation of a preacher or of a hearer or of a prince and a ruler or of a citizen, of a man or a woman. Whatever it says, whatever they find in that particular passage, they're not thinking about anything except, hey, this applies to me. So that's what I call kitchen table exegesis. It's completely ignoring the context and the greater narrative of Scripture. It's like taking yourself and reading that into the text and your own concerns. And it's taking this text of the Bible and bouncing it off your own personal experience and coming up with a mixture. And that's what you set forth. And therefore, it gets it wrong just about all the time.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Ben Mays on Kitchen Table Bible Interpretation. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call right now, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or send us an email. We'll get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can tweet your vote to us at @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. David Menton. It is often, well, it's almost universally asserted by paleontologists that modern-day birds were at one time, way back in their evolutionary history, actually dinosaurs, and the dinosaurs became birds. Here he is explaining why that is just not possible.
The legs of a bird are attached completely differently than that of any other creature, certainly including dinosaurs. People used to ask the old question, do penguins have knees? You know, you see them walk, they walk pretty stiff-legged. Well, the knee is at the top of the drumstick, that piece of meat we call a drumstick. And the knee, together with all the rest of the upper leg, what we call a femur, is actually incorporated into the body of a bird. The bird walks from its knee on down on its tiptoes with its heels high in the air. There's no dinosaur that walks from the knee on down. It raises a whole question, why would any creature have its femurs incorporated into its body wall? The best argument is because the birds have a unique respiratory system that's unlike any other creature, and that includes dinosaurs. Dinosaurs had lungs pretty much like alligators. They had a diaphragm. There's not a bird out there that has a diaphragm. So apparently, the really extraordinarily unusual legs of a bird are related to its extraordinarily unusual and unique respiratory system, neither one of which is found in dinosaurs.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. David Menton, why birds are not dinosaurs. If you'd like to vote for it, feel free. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because here is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration live this Friday afternoon, November the 13th. Dr. Albert Mohler was with us recently. Here he is answering the question, why can't the church just simply accept the culture's definition of tolerance and go along with the culture?
Well, it's a great solution if the Bible's not the Word of God, and if the gospel of Jesus Christ is something we can transform and redefine, and that we have the right to do that. But the fact is that if the church ever follows that logic, there is no end to it, and it's just the abandonment of the gospel. It's the abandonment of historic Christianity. It's the abandonment of the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We're really not under doubt. We're not living in doubt as to what the Bible says the gospel is and what it identifies as sin and what it defines as marriage. And the Christian church, if it's going to stand on some authority other than the authority of the Word of God, and that faith once for all delivered to the saints, as made clear in the creeds and confessions of the church, then frankly, we don't even know what Christianity is. And that's the path liberal Christianity has taken, the liberal Protestant denominations. It's the experiment the Roman Catholic Church seems to be determined to set itself upon, even in recent days. But the gospel-believing church can't go there. We are, so to speak, gloriously stuck with Jesus and the apostles. There's no other place I'd want to be. But that means that at times, long before we arrive in 2015, the church has been told it was on the wrong side of history. And by the way, that may be even be true. We may be on the wrong side of history, but we're not on the wrong side of eschatology.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Mohler. Can the church accept the culture's definition of tolerance? That's the fourth and final soundbite. It's time for you to vote for these soundbites. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there as well. Remember to include your city and state and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. It's facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@IssuesETC.org, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or you can tweet your vote to us @IssuesETC. I'm Todd Wilkin. When we come back, your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you have a student finishing up eighth grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
I chose to write about a choir director who's Lutheran and who's a big city girl but has moved to a small town.
Katie Schuerman talking about her new novel, The Choir Immortal.
I really wanted to address suffering in the present tense, this theology of the cross.
You can find out more about The Choir Immortal at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Choir Immortal by Katie Schuerman.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the 13th of November. It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. You get it by voting, and you got to have the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote by phone, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and you can vote there for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'd like to know where you're listening and the reason for the vote that you're casting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund on the Little Sisters of the Poor's objection to the HHS mandate? Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Ben Mays talking about kitchen table Bible interpretation? Soundbite number three, Dr. David Menton explaining why birds are not dinosaurs? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Mohler, can the church accept the culture's definition of tolerance? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email, talkback at issuesetc.org, your tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Moody in St. Charles, Missouri says number three is this vote. Dr. David Menton, something I hadn't heard before, but a very good point that even my scientific friends will have to acknowledge. That's from Carol in St. Charles. Carol, thanks for listening out there in St. Charles, Missouri. Lori listens in Nashville, Tennessee, voting for soundbite number four. Dr. Albert Mohler, can the church accept the culture's definition of tolerance? Lori says, Dr. Mohler is spot on with this comment. The church may be on the wrong side of history, but it is not on the wrong side of eschatology. Thank you for your vote, and thanks for listening in Nashville. Earl listens and votes for Dr. Moeller. He says Dr. Moeller is exactly right. That's another vote for soundbite number four. Dr. Albert Moeller, can the church accept the church's definition of tolerance? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Still time for your vote and an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Listening in St. Louis, Susan is on the line. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Which one you vote for, Susan?
Well, I voted for number one, the Little Sisters of the Poor. Because separation of church and state is important, very important. So I thank you for the chance. I'm not a Lutheran, but anyway, thank you for the opportunity to vote.
Happy to do it. And Susan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Chris listens in Houston, Texas. Once again, all these sound bites are good contenders for soundbite of the week. But this week, my vote has to go to Dr. Ben Mays. I've been around many a table where people have had this rather narcissistic reaction to a text or a passage of Scripture. The Bible is about me, so this passage must apply to me, to my life now. I, too, have to guard against the tendency. Dr. Mays' comments were a very helpful reminder, and I'm still learning every day so I can appreciate shows like Issues, etc., that help teach lay people theology and proper Bible study techniques, particularly the importance of context. He says, keep up the good work. We certainly will. Thanks for listening there in Houston, Texas, Chris. Joel listens in New Orleans. Joel's voting for soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Moeller. I absolutely agree with him about being gloriously stuck with Christ. It sets us free from having to constantly define or redefine what we believe. In Christ, we have our rock, and he does not and will not change. The Word of God is our foundation that we should not be working to chip away at. Liberal Christianity has long since wanted to poke holes in the Bible. I wish they would have had the courage to just reject it all because that's what they want to do. Joel, thanks for listening in New Orleans, and thanks for your vote. Bert listens in Georgia. Bert says, while all these guests were great, Dr. Moeller's comment, putting the gospel found in the Word of God, our Bible is the cornerstone and foundation of all Christians must stand upon. Cultural tolerance falls. Bert, thanks for listening and thanks for voting from Georgia. The winner this week, according to your votes for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, is soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Moeller. Can the church accept the church's definition, a culture's definition of tolerance? Let's hear it again.
Well, it's a great solution if the Bible's not the Word of God and if the gospel of Jesus Christ is something we can transform and redefine, and that we have the right to do that. But the fact is that if the church ever follows that logic, there is no end to it, and it's just the abandonment of the gospel. It's the abandonment of historic Christianity. It's the abandonment of the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We're really not under doubt. We're not living in doubt as to what the Bible says the gospel is and what it identifies as sin and what it defines as marriage. And the Christian church, if it's going to stand on some authority other than the authority of the Word of God, and that faith once for all delivered to the saints, as made clear in the creeds and confessions of the church, then frankly, we don't even know what Christianity is. And that's the path liberal Christianity has taken, the liberal Protestant denominations. It's the experiment the Roman Catholic Church seems to be determined to set itself upon, even in recent days. But the gospel-believing church can't go there. We are, so to speak, gloriously stuck with Jesus and the apostles. There's no other place I'd want to be. But that means that at times, long before we arrive in 2015, the church has been told it was on the wrong side of history. And by the way, that may be even be true. We may be on the wrong side of history, but we're not on the wrong side of eschatology.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, according to your votes. Dr. Albert Moeller, can the church accept the culture's definition of tolerance? Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. The LPR bundle package goes to Joel in New Orleans. Joel, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, 1 week from today, we're going to begin Issues, Etc. 24. It's a 24-hour live broadcast of Issues, Etc. We'll be studying the Gospel of John from 9 in the morning Central on Friday, November the 20th, through 9 in the morning Central on Saturday, November the 21st, with some of your favorite guests, Dr. Arthur Just, John Kleinig, David Peterson, Jonathan Fisk, Bill Swirla, Will Whedon, Bill Weinrich, Peter Bender, Ken Sherb, and Chris Roseborough. Be sure to invite your fellow parishioners at church this weekend to listen to Issues Etc. 24 next weekend. Monday on Issues Etc., our weekly series with Dr. Ken Sherb on Martin Luther and the Reformation continues. We'll talk with Dr. Sherb about Luther, the Augustinian friar and priest. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
We'll send you a free copy of the new Christmas Archbook, O Bethlehem. All you have to do is leave your answer to the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean, on the Issues Etc. comment line before Friday, November 20th, 618-223-8382. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. 618-223-8382. Issues Etc., what does this mean? 618-223-8382.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.